Neil de Klerk. Wonderland.
Dit uur Wonderland wordt heel erg bijzonder. Gisteravond had ik 40 luisteraars op bezoek. Die had ik niet via Snapchat opgeroepen. Ze kwamen ook wel op een artiest af. Of op artiesten. De Britten van Bears Den die hier ook aanwezig waren. Bears Den heeft een knappe akoestische sessie gespeeld. Een uurtje lang. We hebben samen gepraat over hun favoriete songs. Dat was heel erg bijzonder. Vind je het jammer dat je er niet bij was? Dan kan je je nu nog inschrijven voor de sessie van First Aid Kit. Volgende week maandag is dat. Het kan via radio1.be. Na 9 uur gaan we gewoon verder met Wonderland. De mooiste nieuwe muziek, maar het komende uur kan je dus genieten van een uurtje live met Bears Den.
Goedenavond.
Goedenavond hier in de Radio 1 studio en ook thuis natuurlijk. Ik sta hier in een prachtige houten studio. Heel erg mooi, een beetje donker, overal kandelaars in een houten studio. Ik besef opeens dat dat een beetje gevaarlijk wordt. De branduitgangen zijn daar en daar, dames en heren, hier. Het is heel gezellig. Er zitten 40 luisteraars voor mij. Die zitten klaar. Het zijn allemaal Bears Den fans, denk ik dan. Ja. Mensen die heel veel geluk hebben gehad. En ze zitten heel dicht bij de band. Jullie zitten goed. Welkom in onze berenkuil, dames en heren. Er is Bears Den.
Can't you hear it in the silence? Can't you hear me calling out your name? I got something burning, coursing through these cold veins. In the words we speak, babe, somehow I get lost in between. When I suffer in silence, or to break it all with each breath that we breathe. And I don't want to break it off, or break it off, but I can't let it be. I don't want to be the one to call it out, love, but it's all I can see. Remember what we found, love. No one can ever take that away. Remember what we found in the red earth and the pouring rain. Don't you remember love? Don't you remember love? Don't you remember love? I was waiting for a call. A call never came, so I made my own way. Now I can't find my way back home again. I was stranded in the darkness, begging please don't pin all of your dreams on me. Baby, you can count on me. You can count on me to mess up everything. Been running forever, love. Forever, love. I've been running away, and I forget what I'm running from. It still scares me today. What I found in you, love. One can never take that away. It was something forever in the red earth and the pouring rain. Don't you remember love? Don't you remember love? Don't you remember anything? It's just you and I, love. It's just you and I, love. Don't you remember love? Don't you remember love? Don't you remember anything? It's just you and I, love. It's just you and I, love. Don't you remember love? Don't you remember love? Don't you remember anything? It's just you and I, love. Just you and I, love. Don't you remember love? Don't you remember love? Don't you remember anything? Just you and I, love. In the red earth and the pouring rain. Don't you remember love? Don't you remember love? Don't you remember anything? It's just you and I, love. It's just you and I, love. Don't you remember love? Don't you remember love? Don't you remember anything? Just you and I alone in the red earth and the pouring rain.
Red Earth and Pouring Rain van Bears Den hier live in onze studio. Andrew Davy, Kevin Jones, kom erbij, kom closer. Hi. I'm doing really, really fine. I'm looking forward to this hour.
Yeah, so are we. We're a bit nervous.
Yeah, are you?
Yeah, it's you're candles and
yeah, it is.
People.
It is candles, that's true. But you're going to play in the Lotto Arena on Friday. That's 8,000 people. This is 40 people only.
Yeah, it's kind of scarier playing to 40 people in a way. So yeah,
in what way? What do you mean?
Well, you can see people's faces and going like, you know, I don't really like this or whatever.
I think they're okay. How was the first song? Okay, they're fine. They're great. This show on Friday, we have to talk about it. I know you're a little stressed. Really? No?
A little like nervous, I think it's fair to say. Yeah.
How have you prepared? Because this is the biggest show you've ever played on Friday.
We had a rehearsal. We hadn't seen anyone for ages, and I think we were more interested in catching up. Uh-huh. Like we had like a month off recently.
Okay.
So, yeah, we all got back in our rehearsal studio, and I think we were just all too busy having fun. There was just making jokes.
Yeah, yeah. There was no rehearsal like in front of a mirror, like Lotto Arena. How are you
definitely,
doing?
Definitely not. No.
Okay, not yet. Not yet. This next week is very, very busy. You're doing a lot of promo. How is that? Do you find time to relax in all of this? Do you have certain things you do to relax sometimes, like you two?
On tour or off tour?
Yeah, on tour.
Badminton.
Okay.
Beer, Catan. Uh-huh. Those things. Yeah,
that
yeah.
helps too. Yeah. We have some beers ready for you if you want.
Thanks.
During the show.
Got the memo.
Tonight we'll play an acoustic session, which will be totally different, I guess, from the concert you're playing on Friday. What should our audience expect of tonight?
A couple mistakes. I think we've always really enjoyed playing quite intimate shows as well as we never really imagined that we'd ever play in an arena. So we thought this would be more like our lives. This is kind of, we really enjoy playing acoustically and just singing harmonies and yeah, that kind of thing.
Bears Den live akoestisch. Ze staan nog steeds met z'n drieën. En ze spelen live Dew on the Vine.
Born to break or to last, is it all in the past? Is that a scar or a birthmark retracing this cold heart? Now I'm all out of thread. And I don't want to die here. I'm chasing echoes in my mind. Babe, it's a fine line and I'm so far over it. And I know it. Beneath it all, I'm still broken. Cut me out, cut it open. I can't do it anymore. I can't do it. But I don't pay any mind to the dew upon the vine. Does that mean that it's not there if I can see it at all? Though the morning light will burn away all the fog the night creates, there'll still be a trace of our love left behind in the dew upon the vine. Where to go or to hide? Your only words are all lies. Confiding in your own mind, caught in the cold light. I thought you were better, man. I thought you were better, man. A slip step on a tightrope, faked out by a false hope that things could be alright. Well, no, they're not alright. But I don't pay any mind to the Jew upon the vine. Does that mean that it's not there if I can see it at all? Though the morning light will burn away all the fog the night creates, there'll still be a trace of our love left behind in the dew upon the vine. I can't tame my heart. It's like lightning trying to put out a spark. No, I can't tame my heart. You're like lightning trying to put out a spark. I never paid any mind to the dew upon the vine. Does that mean that it's not there if I can see it at all? Though the morning light will burn away all the fog the night creates, there'll still be a trace of our love left behind. And the driving rain will wash away all the fright and fires I could not tame. There'll still be a trace of our love left behind in the dew upon the vine.
Dew on the Vine van Bears Den. Op de E17 van Kortrijk naar Antwerpen is de weg vrijgemaakt in De Pinte. Nog wel vertragen in Waasmunster. Daar zijn twee rijstroken dicht door een ongeval. Op de Antwerpse ring richting Gent is in Bocherhout de oprit weer open. In Brussel is de weg vrij in de Leopold II tunnel richting Koekelberg. En er is hinder door een gaslek in Rumbeek. Je kan daar ramen en deuren beter gesloten houden in de omgeving en de ventilatie van je voertuig uitschakelen.
Wonderland. I know that you have spent some time in the recording studio the last couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. How has that been?
It's been good. It's been fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's your smile.
We were working on some new ideas. We're sort of starting to try to think about album 3.
Uh-huh.
We're still figuring out a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But it's exciting to be back writing and stuff.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Because I know the last album, Red Earth and Pouring Rain, you wrote in Hilversum,
yep,
in Holland.
That's true.
You gave yourself a deadline of 4 weeks only, mm-hmm, to write it. And I remember from a last interview we had together that you really like locked yourself up in a studio there and didn't do anything apart from writing and so on. Is this album going to be the same process? Are you thinking of the place where you're going to lock yourself up already?
I don't think we've thought that far ahead yet. I think we're just, I guess just going back to it, it's like whenever we do anything, we're really surprised that anyone cares. Like, we just make songs and we're just really lucky that people like it. So like 3 weeks in Hilversum was like, yep, that seems about the right amount of time to spend on this sort of thing. And then you play and then it's like you're playing at the Lotto Arena and it's like, whoa, we should have spent 6 weeks on this at least. maybe we'll have like 8 weeks this time or something. We'll give ourselves 8 weeks and then...
What a luxury. Yeah,
we'll grow like that, 4 week increments.
Okay, so next year you'll play at the Sportpaleis then, probably.
I don't know about that.
Your first album, in my head at least, is a little more acoustic. Then the next one became a little more electronic. Are you thinking of using even more electronic sounds on the third one?
It's quite early to say, but we are definitely interested in that sort of stuff. But I think, you know, there are elements of what we've done on the first record and the second record, I'm sure we'll want to hang on to, but it's like, how do you push those boundaries?
Yeah, of course, sure. You've picked some beautiful songs for us tonight, some songs that we had to listen to. The first one is Perfume Genius.
Yeah.
He's also one of those artists that evolved a lot throughout his career.
Yeah.
His last album has also become a little more electronic.
Yeah.
You like him?
Yeah, I love him, yeah. I think when we've talked about making records and stuff, I think that record's been one of those ones that's been like, that's just an amazing record. And that particular song is just, it's really awesome.
It is small and
enormous
at the same time.
yeah,
which is exciting.
What kind of feeling do you get when you listen to that Slip Away song?
I don't know. I think it's just a really, I don't know, like the chorus is just the best thing ever. But yeah, I don't know. There's something about just like breaking free or something, which I just really love when you hear a song. I mean, I Want to Break Free by Queen is a good example.
Yeah.
But like when you hear a song and it's just somebody just like kind of like shedding their skin and just going, I am this thing. I always find that quite like, because I think when you're making music and you're writing songs, it's like, that's really what you want to be trying to do, is like constantly grow and constantly like sort of, I don't know, you know, push yourself. I say, you know, like, no, I don't even know what I'm talking about. But like constantly push yourself and try and break out and break new ground or something. And I think that song is just like, you know, on that record as well, it's just like an explosion of that.
Exactly. Yeah. I think it also has to do a lot with his personal history too.
Yeah.
If you don't know about him, Perfume Genius, read about him. Let's listen to Slip Away by Perfume Genius. Perfume Genius. Gav and Davey are still with me. Have you seen him play live, Perfume Genius, already?
I haven't, actually. I would really like to see Perfume Genius play.
Yeah, I think he played the day before you played at Pukkelpop last year.
I missed that. There were so many good bands at Pukkelpop.
Yeah.
Honest, it was
Have you seen anything at Pukkelpop?
We saw loads of stuff at Pukkelpop, didn't we?
Like, loads of amazing stuff.
We were lucky enough to arrive a few days early, so we just sort of kicked about and watched as much as we could. It was great.
Did you go incognito?
Yeah, hat and glasses.
With a wig on?
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys played at Pukkelpop last year, but you've also played in April Trix in Antwerpen, Vooruit in Gent, both sold out in one day. You are going to play Lotto Arena this Friday. Your connection with Belgium is huge. Like, throughout the last years, you've played a lot here. How has this grown throughout the years? Is that a mystery to you too?
A little. Like, I mean, it's just been amazing. Like, we've come back a lot, but it's every time we've come back, it's just been a new level. And yeah. I don't think we can fully understand why. It's just we feel very lucky.
Yeah. Okay. how has your Dutch improved?
Well, Christoph's Dutch. It's got amazing.
It's got so much better. I mean, he was big rubbish. Dutch,
yeah. Yeah. Christoph van der Ven is een Nederlander. Hij speelt in zijn band. Gaan we straks wel even mee praten, misschien. Die heeft zijn banjo alvast, trouwens. And like with Belgian music, do you have any connection with Belgian music?
Well, I'm quite a big fan of Tamino. So
Tamino.
Yeah, yeah. I think he's really great. And
he's also one of these phenomenons that like popped up last year. He became a really, really great singer, very well-known singer too. How have you discovered him?
At Pukkelpop, actually.
At Pukkelpop, okay, yeah.
I saw him there and thought it was great, and I just think there's kind of the Arabic influence to his music and melodies is kind of amazing, and I think he's really, really great.
Okay, let's maybe listen to Habibi by Tamino then.
Something hides in every night, brings desire from the deep, and with it comes a burning light to keep us from our sleep. As the full star tries his best to make the white pearl shine, glances of a new day have arrived. And though he's not alone, he fears to never love another and leave his heart forever with her smile. Within a soul,
van Tamino, de favoriete Belg van de mannen van Bear's Den. Als je wil weten naar welke muziek ze nog luisteren, Kev en Davy, op onze website radio1.be hebben we een Spotify-lijstje gemaakt. Maar Tamino is niet de enige Belgische band die zij kennen.
Wonderland.
Wonderland.
You've also like gotten to know some Belgian classics today.
Yeah, we really like the Kroeners.
The Kroeners.
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 Why the Kroeners?
Why not?
You know? Why not? Sure, no. Yeah, no.
They sounded amazing. We just heard one song.
Uh-huh.
And it's one of the best songs of all time.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Was it Ik Wil Je Blijf Bij Me?
Pretty yes. sure. Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, yeah.
And we learn about the Tetris game.
The
as
Tetris
well.
Game. Ben Krabbe. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Learning
that's
a lot.
That's amazing.
The quiz yeah. show. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So you're going to vote for the Kroeners then.
Yeah.
And maybe Tamino. On your tour through the US last year, I think, you've played a special song in every city, a beautiful cover there. You're also going to play a cover for us tonight. Yeah. One that you haven't played live, I think. A Tom Petty song. It's an homage to Tom Petty, of course. You're big fans.
That's fair to say, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Is it like a personal loss, Tom Petty? Is it because that's the music you grew up with, I can imagine.
Yeah, and I think we just admire his songwriting so much, and I think it's like, you know, just the way he manages to put music together is incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard even that you're going to play a special concert for him in Scotland.
That's true, yeah. There's this festival called Celtic Connections in Scotland that we played like years ago.
Okay.
They've asked us to go back and play and like with like loads of other bands and just do like a bunch of covers of Tom Petty songs.
Yeah.
Because he's just one of those people that everyone knows like 20 of his songs, so you can just go up and hopefully not sound rubbish trying to cover him.
Because that's pretty delicate. Like we did a Leonard Cohen session last week. Mm. A lot of the artists that were on stage afterwards, they told me like it was almost like frightening because all of these people know these songs by heart.
Yeah.
It's very close to what they like.
Yeah.
And you're going to like try to put a version on stage. Like you're nervous to do that.
Yes.
You've just gotten nervous, so yeah. I'm so sorry.
We were doing okay until now.
You're going to play a beautiful song of Tom Petty, of course, Free Falling.
Yeah.
And why that song? You could have chosen a lot of different ones.
It's a banger.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. Yeah.
It's a hit.
Also, I think it's fascinating because it's the same three chords the entire way through. You never really notice that because it's such a clever song and such a clever arrangement, I think. The way Tom Petty did it was very clever.
I'm sure you're going to do just fine. On three acoustic guitars, or no, one resonator guitar, one acoustic guitar, and one banjo, played by Christophe van der Ven, dames en heren. Bear's Den.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus and America too. She's a good girl, crazy about Elvis, loves horses and her boyfriend too. It's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. I'm free. I'm free falling. I'm free falling. Now all the vampires walking through the valley, move west down Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys are standing in the shadows, and the good girls are home with broken hearts. Now I'm free. I'm free falling. Yeah, I'm free. I'm free falling, falling. Now I'm free falling. Yeah, I'm free falling. Now I'm free falling. I wanna glide down over Mulholland. I wanna ride her name in the sky. I'm gonna free fall out into nothing. Gonna leave this world for a while. Free falling, now I'm free falling. 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 Free falling.
Kom hier naar Speld horen vallen in deze studio, echt letterlijk. Ik sta hier met twee luisteraars naast mij. Hallo, goedenavond.
Goedenavond.
Dag Jens. Ja. Hoe gaat het tot nu toe?
Zeer goed. Ik ben zeer blij dat ik hier kan zijn.
Absoluut, je zit op enkele meter van de mannen. Hoe lang ben jij al fan van Bear Stearns?
Goh, toch van het prille begin, denk ik.
Oké.
Ik was er al bij van het eerste concert in de AB.
Oké.
Ja, en dan hun live reputatie is gewoon geweldig.
Ja.
Ja, dat ze zo'n mooi haardvuurconcert kunnen geven eigenlijk in een AB, dat was gewoon, ja, ik was volledig verkocht.
Ja, wat hadden die kaarsen hier zelfs niet moeten zetten eigenlijk, hè?
Nee,
eigenlijk niet nodig. Marian, jij staat ook naast mij. Jij gaat deze vrijdag naar de Lotto Arena ook.
Ja, dat klopt.
Ja, dit is misschien toch nog wel iets bijzonderder.
Ja, amai. Wow.
Hoeveel foto's heb je al gemaakt?
Toch al een paar.
Staan ze al online? Nog geen reacties?
Nee, nog niet. Oké,
okay, kijk. Ik ga ook nog even naar Christophe. Christophe, hallo, goedenavond.
Goedenavond.
Want jou hebben we nog niet gehoord. Jij speelt sinds vorig jaar mee. Hoe is dat om met deze kerels op stap te gaan?
Ja, fantastisch natuurlijk. Ja, ja, het is echt leuk. Het is echt de beste anderhalf jaar die ik heb gehad. Tot nu toe.
He's saying that he loves working with you. Yeah. I could have said anything. Yeah. Nee, maar het zijn teddyberen, hè, op een manier.
Ja, ja. Ja, super. Super aardige gasten. Ja.
Ik heb zelfs gehoord dat jullie samen badminton spelen op tour.
Klopt, ja. Ik en Kevin zijn twee rivalen van elkaar eigenlijk. En heb ook samen een tattoo laten zetten. Dat zei ik vorig jaar een beetje ontstaan. We waren het over badminton aan het hebben. En op een gegeven moment bleek dus dat we allebei heel erg fan waren. En toen hebben we op tour hebben we ook een netje meegenomen. En heel veel tape meegenomen. En in elke venue, in elke zaal hadden we dan gewoon een badmintoncourt afgezet. En gewoon een paar uur lekker badmintonnen. Ja, dat was
ongelooflijk, heel fijn. Ik vind het vooral fijn dat jullie allebei een echte, een pluimpje op jullie schouder hebben getatoeëerd. Heel fijn. Ik ga jullie opnieuw aan jullie werk laten. Ik ga jullie weer laten spelen. Dit zijn Bear's Den, dames en heren.
It's a part of me, Gabriel, I wish I could deny a face that I can barely recognize. He lives inside of me every day of my life, and I can hear him screaming in the night. It's just a shadow cast from all the light. Wherever I go, he's never far behind. And in the darkness, I lose him every time. In the dark, the two of us combine. But is this all I am? And all I ever was, all that he has won, is all that I have lost. Won't you hear me out, Gabriel? Can't you see the shape I'm in? Just don't leave me alone. Just don't leave me alone. It's a part of me, Gabriel, a stranger in the night. And all I have done, will I ever reconcile? It's not just a shadow, but a life I left behind. The person I am yet most despise. Well, is this all I am? And all I ever was, all that he has won, is all that I've lost. Won't you hear me out, Gabriel? Can't you see the shape I'm in? Just don't leave me alone. Just don't leave me alone. Is this all I am? And all I ever was, all that he has won, is all that I have lost. Won't you hear me out, Gabriel? Can't you see the shape I'm in? Just don't leave me alone. Just don't.
Gabriel van Bears Den. Wow, that's a really deep song, by the way, right?
Thanks. Thanks, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it like the lyrics are extremely important in all of your songs. How much time do you put in like putting the words in the exact order?
Not enough. Probably. Oh, really? No, like definitely spend a lot of time thinking about that. It's quite hard when we're starting to write new songs, and so I've got like loads of new words that are like in my head pushing all the old ones out, and so I'm like standing there going like, what the hell is the next line all the time.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. We definitely think about words a lot.
Yeah. Do you put like your lyrics on stage the first few concerts after your albums came out?
We should, but we don't.
Okay, so you just invent it like while you're going. Okay.
Exactly, yeah.
You've picked a song by Nathaniel Rateliff, who is one of your personal friends.
Yeah.
You've known him for a few years already.
Yeah, we're really lucky to, well, we toured with him 5 years ago, maybe?
Yeah.
On the Austin to Boston tour.
Yeah.
So we kind of spent 2 or 3 weeks with him in America, just driving around in camper vans.
Yeah.
Which is pretty fun.
De Austin to Boston tour, voor de mensen die niet weten wat dat betekent. Het is een hele mooie documentaire over gemaakt, waarin ze van Austin naar Boston rijden met campervans, eigenlijk. That was like an important moment, I guess, in your careers. You've played a lot that tour, right?
Yeah, I think that's fair to say, yeah. It was really fun. Yeah. It was like the funnest tour we've ever done, and the first one.
Yeah.
It's been downhill ever since. No, it's it was like Nathaniel Rateliff, Ben Howard, the Staves. I mean, it was like everyone was amazing. We were rubbish. It was our first tour. We were terrible. But we learned so much. Like Nathaniel's like, I think, you know, he's one of the best like songwriters around at the moment, and Ben Howard's one of the best. The Staves.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They're all great.
They're all amazing.
But do you still see each other then?
We bump into each other. We saw him in Canada, I think was the last time. We saw him in London last time we saw him.
Yes, we did.
We bump into him every now and again. It's really nice to see him. But I think the album that this song is off, In Memory of Loss, is kind of before Night Sweats and before he was doing the soul thing.
Exactly, yeah.
And the Night Sweats are totally amazing and really awesome, but there's something very special about this record, in my opinion. It's like, I can listen to it every day, you know, for months and months, and it just always gives something new.
Yeah, we're going to listen to a song that's a really gentle song, but it's about...
It's actually about his granddad.
Okay, is it?
Yeah, it's about his granddad who got drunk and got into a fight and then died.
Yeah, it's about fighting, it's about being drunk, but it's really gentle, which makes it really double.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really sad. It's a very sad story, actually, because his granddad fell asleep on his own doorstep. This is a really dark story, but and died in the cold, basically, after having had a fight. So it's actually like completely autobiographical of Nathaniel's life, which is kind of, when you hear it in that light, it kind of brings all sorts of new sort of insight into the song, which is kind of incredible.
Okay, let's listen to this very, very dark song then. You should have seen the other guy, Nathaniel Rateliff.
We get out of this fight, you're gonna help me wrap my hands, stitching up my eyes. You know that blood can blind, and them was big old boys. Had fists like cinder and stone, I dodged a blade on a dime, and they was out to cut my throat. It's a lot, it's a mark, they're gonna press down on you. It's a haze on my head, must have been hit too hard, off guard. I think I'm gonna be it tonight. If there's a one way out, it's to swing my way through the crowd. There's a blanket of pain that I can wrap up in. You got a hold of me now. Hey, that's a hell of a grip, and I admit I was tanked, and you could say it was pissing gin. It's hard to see, even if I close my eyes. It's 15 degrees, I'm gonna sleep out. Side. 'Cause I got no way to feel, and no way to ride. I'm busted, laid up, and dry.
A very beautiful song. Thank you for having chosen that one. You've chosen loads more songs. Ze hebben nog heel veel extra nummers gekozen. Die kan je op onze website vinden op radio1.be. Er zullen we een Spotify-lijst zetten met al die nummers. thank you so much that you've taken the time to come to Radio 1. It has been a very beautiful night. I think everybody agrees on that, right?
Yeah.
Je kan ook de filmpjes op onze website bekijken van deze hele mooie avond. And then I just want to congratulate you, because I've heard you've been friends since 10 years this year.
Oh, well, that's nice.
It's like, yeah.
We did it. We did it.
What's the 10-year anniversary?
Yeah.
To the present.
Yeah. Are you going to like celebrate that with a cake and rings?
Yeah. No, probably just beers.
Beers. Yeah. Or with a show in de Lotte Arena.
Yeah,
that'll do.
Deze vrijdag. Het wordt heel fijn deze vrijdag dus in de Lotte Arena Bears Den. Ik ga jullie naar daar laten gaan. You're going to play two last songs. Pompeii. En Agape, dankjewel om allemaal langs te komen. En ook een heel fijne avond.
Our home out on the slopes, Pompeii beneath, she lay above. And how she haunted our home, how she haunted our home. And you were a god in my eyes, above the clouds, above the skies. You were a god in my eyes, you were a god. Showed me the statues underground. Said, just don't they look at peace? Sometimes I wish that was me. And I was the son you always had, tugging at your coat while you were sad. I was the son you always had, I was the son you always had. And no, please, just don't cry, hold your head up high, she would want you to, she would want you to. Please just don't cry, hold your head up high, she would want you to, she would want you to. You said stay in the car and wait, just some things I have to say. Don't you know I miss her too? I miss her just as much as you. And so my father and my son, as you end what she's begun, you'll lie patient by her side, with roses red come lilies white. I was too young to understand the flowers slipping from your hands. I was too young to understand. I was too young to understand. And I was too young to understand the flowers sleeping in her hands. I was too young to understand. I was too young to understand. She would want you to, she would
want you to please just don't cry, hold your head up high. She would want you to, she would want you to, yeah.
This has been a really amazing, but also very terrifying experience. Yeah, as I said, terrifying and really enjoyable in equal measure. Just thank you so much.
Please don't disappear. Yeah, I know that I've got this all wrong. I'm reaching out to touch your voice, but baby, I'm clutching at straws. But even though your words hurt the most, I still wanna hear them every day. When you say let it go, but I can't let it go. I wanna believe every word that you say, for I'm so scared of losing you, and I don't know what I can do about it, about it. So tell me how long, love, before you go and leave me here on my own. I know it, I don't wanna know who I am without you. Well, I could pay. Please don't disappear. Yeah, I know that I've got this all wrong. I'm reaching out to touch you now, but baby, I'm clutching at straws. For I'm so scared of losing you, and I don't know what I can do about it. So tell me how long, love, before you go and leave me here on my own. I know it, I don't wanna know who I am without you. I don't wanna know. I don't wanna know. I know.
gonna know who I am without you. I don't wanna know who I am without you.
Thank you so much.
En zo komen we aan het einde van deze Buisgang in Wonderland. Thank you, Davy. Thank you, Kev. De biertjes worden uitgehaald, zie ik ook. Dankjewel, Christophe. Dankjewel ook aan alle luisteraars hier in de studio. En jij thuis natuurlijk, als je het wil herbeleven, dan kan je dat doen op radio1.be. We sluiten hier af, maar Wonderland gaat zo meteen nog wel door. Fijne avond nog.